I came home from work early, and you will never guess what I saw. And I just have to tell somebody. So I will tell you, my listeners. As I walked into the living room, I saw my two teenage twin sons were watching a porn movie on the big screen TV. I looked, and it was a small woman with huge tits getting fucked by two men with very large cocks, and they seemed to be raping her. My two boys both had their impressive cocks out and were stroking and saying things like, "Fuck the whore, the cunt loves it. Come on the cunt's face." And Noel said, "If it was up to me, I'd slap the slut's face with my cock as I come all over her mouth and face." Leon, my other son, said, "So would I, and I'd twist the nipples on her massive tits and then make her suck my cock until it was clean." I had just heard and seen a side of my sons that I'd never seen before. So I said very loudly, "Good movie, boys." Well, I've never seen a cock shrink so much. Their pricks were limp in no time. TV turned off, cocks put away, and pants done up in less than 5 seconds. They said, "Sorry, Mom, we didn't hear you come in." And it was clear that they were embarrassed. And so I said, "We'll talk about this later." And I left to get dinner. I never mentioned it again. I figured their embarrassment was a good punishment. But I was having a problem. I haven't had any fucking since my husband left me 2 years back. And seeing the porn and the big cocks fucking the woman's cunt and mouth on TV, and then seeing my son's equally large pricks had me horny. I had some bad dreams. In them, my sons were fucking me. I became the woman on the TV. I know I can't control dreams, but I kept having the same dream. I was sucking their cocks, and they were taking turns and fucking my cunt and mouth. I was waking up every morning with a wet, loose snatch, and instead of the dream slowing down, they were getting dirtier. I dreamed of being forced to be my son's cum dump slut. They would fuck me and call me filthy names, and I was their cunt, and I was open to any nasty thing they wanted. One day, I was working from home, and my boys were at school. I was feeling horny, so I got some porn on my computer and got out my vibrator. That would be my purple dildo. My new purple dildo. I thought if I watched some dirty incest porn and seeing it, it might stop my filthy dreams. Plus, it would cure me of being horny. I was fucking my wet, greedy cunt with my purple dildo, and I was about to come for the second time. Instead of stopping my dreams, I thought even more about my sons plowing my gash. And I was awake and saying things like, "Fuck my cunt, boys. My cunt needs your big pricks." I was imagining draining my son's cocks into my mouth and cunt. I was moaning and saying lots of filthy things when I heard the front door close. Fuck, fuck, fuck. My sons were home. Did they hear me begging to have my cunt filled by them? I quickly closed my computer and pulled down my skirt. "Hello, boys. Everything okay?" I asked. "Yes, Mom," they said, and went into the bedroom. I hope they never heard how dirty their mom could be. Things had been okay because they never said anything, and they behaved as normal. Things were okay, or so I thought. A couple of days later, they came home from school and asked if their friend could stay on over Saturday night. I was surprised because they were bits of loners. I never knew many of their friends, and they never invited anyone to stay overnight, so this was a surprise. But the bigger surprise was still to come. On Saturday, they came home with their friend. The surprise was that he was an albino, a total albino. His skin was so white, it was almost transparent. His hair was like snow, so fucking white, and his eyes were pink. Everything was white, except for his pink eyes. And he was so polite. I liked him straight away, my boys and him. I was told his name is Damon, and they went to play computer games while I cooked dinner. I was feeling great, happy. So at dinner, I opened a bottle of wine. The boys had a sip, but I drank most of it as we sat around watching TV. My two sons said they were tired and they're going to bed. Damon said he wanted to watch the end of the movie and he joined them soon. It was a musical movie and Damon asked if I liked to dance. And without waiting, he pulled me up and started to waltz with me. I don't know if it was the wine, the attention, or simply having a boy take control and have me dancing. But I started to feel aroused. I could feel my nipples getting hard and my cunt getting wet. Damon pushed me down on the sofa and started to kiss me forcefully and undo my clothes. He had my tits exposed and was sucking my nipples, and the sensation went straight to my cunt. I don't remember my pants going, but Damon moved from my tits to my wet fucking cunt. He had half his hand in my fuckhole, and somehow, I don't recall, I was stroking his prick and fondling his balls. What do you want? He asked. I want to be fucked. I want your cock balls deep in my wet cunt. I want to come on your meat, and I want to be treated like a slut. He grabbed my head and rammed his prick into my mouth. He was fucking my face like it was a cunt. I loved the roughness and the filthy things he made me say. Beg me to fuck you. Please, I said, please fuck me. Please fuck my cunt hard. I was on my back, legs wide open, and he drove his big, hard cock into my greedy, wet gash. Fuck, it was wonderful. Fuck me. Please, fuck my cunt harder, he whispered in my ear. I know your secret, you filthy cunt. I know what you want. I thought he was referring to me here and now getting fucked. But I was in store for another surprise, and this surprise was a fucking big one. I was full of his cock, and I was prepared to go along with him. Okay, I said, tell me what I really fucking want. He said, you want to fuck both your sons. You dream about fucking them every night. I froze. What? How could you know about that? It's only a dream. I looked at him, and his eyes changed. No longer were they pink. Now they were bright red, the reddest red ever, and his skin started to go dark. What the fuck is happening? I'm not Damon. I'm the fucking devil, and I'm here to grant your dreams. I grant evil dreams, and my opposition, him up above, grants good dreams. And as I looked into those red eyes, his features kept changing and suddenly looked like Leon, my son, and I was begging him to fuck me harder. He changed again, and suddenly it was Noel, my other son, fucking me, and he was telling me how much he loved me and my wet cunt. This devil, or whatever he said he was, tomorrow and forever, you will have both your sons' cocks deep in your cunt, and you will have them coming lots of times in your twat. But until then, your cunt is mine. I couldn't help myself. I wrapped my legs around his hips and pulled his cock deep into my cunt. I came so fucking hard, and so did he. I never know that Damon, or devil, could come so hard. I went to my bed, looking forward to no more dreams. Tomorrow, it'll be real. My sons, the devil said before he simply vanished, I will be fulfilling my dreams and also my need for my sons' cocks in my greedy cunt.